Vectus Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
You're the best thing. You're the best thing to see me through. I never thought that any love could be so true.
You listen to Vectus Radio, and that is You Are the Best Thing by D-Ream. And there's a reason why we're playing it. It's because we've got Al McKenzie on the other end of this line. Hello, Al. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure. And whenever I hear that song, and of course the other big song as well, which were both anthems, I always think 1994, roughly, because I think that was when it was number one.
And I just, you
can pinpoint the time and so on. How does it work these days? Because I can't even remember what was number one last week or the week before, but I can remember 1994 and D-Ream being number one.
Yeah, we're all getting a bit older, aren't we? So our memories are all going. That was our sort of heyday, wasn't it? 94, really. We had a few years after that. But yeah, they were good times. And obviously, I'll always remember 1994. It was the year that we sort of made it, really.
And obviously those songs will never be forgotten, but to have a hit and to have that memory thing that you can sort of pinpoint times and so on these days, it's far more harder. So I would imagine the next batch of songs, which we're obviously going to talk about, you've got a new album coming out very soon.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
I would imagine it's even harder, and you have to do things more, differently, I'm guessing.
Well, everything's different now. Technology's moved on. Music, the whole music industry is different. It's all, different times completely. And as I say, we're now 1994. It's like 27 years ago. You know, we've been out of the game for quite a while, really. So it's to get back on that and have that many people listening to your music, it's going to be quite difficult, I think, but we'll do our best, give it our best shot.
So going back to 1994, when it was all happening, obviously,
yep.
Things have changed massively since then, because we've had COVID and so on, and you'd have had big audiences, and you supported Take That. There couldn't have been bigger audiences with going around with Take That.
I avoided all that. I was into my sort of, I'm more of the sort of music side of things and dance music side of things. So I let Peter go on and do all that on his own, because it's not really my scene, really. It's he has told me some amazing stories about it, but it's just, I can't imagine. I'm quite scared of big crowds, really. Yeah, I really am. I'm probably the worst. Well, I've got the things up in inverted commas, the worst pop star ever for that sort of thing. Getting over going on stage in front of big crowds used to scare me quite a bit. I think I'm ready for it now, though, I have to say.
Good.
Very ready for it now, if we ever get a chance to do it.
So I've read up something on your website that you've been working on a current project since 2019. Yeah. Would that be the project that you're working on now?
It's finished now. We've got the album coming out next week. We started it in 2015. Started sort of on one of the songs anyway, and then we got to one track. It's called Meet Midnight. We sort of got to a point, and then we went off, and life as usual takes over, and moving house, families, all this sort of stuff. And we went back to it would be about 2 years ago, obviously not knowing what's about to happen, and then. So we started getting on with it and finished that and doing some new tunes and thought, right, we'll get an album done. And then, of course, COVID happened. Pete just moved to Ireland, actually. So COVID happened, and suddenly we were like, we're in limbo. So about 8 months, he was sort of writing bits. I was doing bits over in England, but we couldn't get together to do anything. So after about 8 months, we just thought, you know what? It's lockdown's kind of been lifted a bit. We'll have to do all the stuff, isolating and chest testing and all that stuff to get in, so I came over to Ireland a few times to get it done. So we worked quite hard, actually. I think I'm over here now for about the fourth time in the last 10 months, yeah. You know, and we've ended up making the videos ourselves, producing it, playing it, doing everything basically. So it's been quite a feat.
So I would imagine, obviously, COVID's got in the way. It's been quite difficult.
Massively. Yeah.
So, you know, that's probably why there's been, obviously, a delay. So you've got a new album out, and you mentioned videos. So you're shooting your own videos as well.
Yeah, but it's well, again, with COVID, it's so difficult. And, you know, back years ago, I mean, some of the money that was spent on videos is absolutely obscene. I won't quote figures on here, but, you know, some of them going to the sort of six-figure sum, just mental. And it was a thing, we knew we needed to get some videos for some of the songs, so there's a program you get that all the film people use, called, I can't find a couple of quotes called, it's only £300, it's really cheap, but you've got to learn to use it. So in lockdown, we basically learned how to use it. I mean, when I say learn how to use it, we're not quite, ready to the Scorsese levels yet, but... You know, we've managed to get something that looks as good as some of the videos we did in the past, we think, which we spent quite good money on. So, you know, and we'll hope, I think as time moves on, we might start using it more. And we'll definitely get more adventurous with what we're doing. We've just finished one now, actually, for the next single. And we'll get more adventures, and I quite fancy going and doing some stuff for other people and getting paid 10 grand a day or something. Yeah,
so quite nice. Tell us about the album then. You know, here we are. Most people, I would imagine, would be expecting things like "You're the Best Thing," you know, and so on. So, so what's it? How does it compare?
Well, I mean, every artist will tell us, I think this is the best thing we've done. We genuinely think this is our most complete album we've ever made. We are a bit older, better musicians, etc. It's there's a bit it harks back to the first album in a way. There's some sort of 90s sounds in there, but obviously things have moved on. So. I think we're probably, you're not going to get another thing that's going to be better. I think people, I mean, Pete mainly wrote that. I did more of the music with him and that. And you can't just do Dial a Hit, you know. If we could, we would have made them for the last 10 years. So
sure.
It's, they're quite feel good songs. There's some lower tempo, there's some more dancey stuff. I mean, Dreams never had people kind of look at us as sort of dance and, well, then pop. And we've never really had a, you couldn't really pigeonhole Dream anyway. We just make music, and some of it sounds a bit like this, some of it sounds a bit like that, and this album's a bit like that. We have got a lot more of those pianos and strings in there, back to those sort of things, just to so people kind of feel it's like Doreen. And most of it's very positive, as I say. Lots of the word hope's mentioned a lot in many songs. You know,
well, we could do some hope.
We're quite hopeful, exactly. We're quite a hopeful band. We're trying to be positive and give people a little pinch of positivity because there's too much negativity going around recently.
So what is it, you know, when you plan this, you've got an album out, you're talking about singles, you've got videos as well. What sort of plan these days? Because I would imagine back in 1994, you probably had a record company that was doing all of that.
We did that, yeah.
So you're doing it all now. So how does that work? And, you know, how long do you sort of leave it? Right, we're going to release the album, then we're going to release a single, then we're going to release another single. How long do you leave between?
Well, we've kind of been sort of working about 6-8 weeks between each single. But the thing is, it's all a bit haphazard. I have a dance music label, which is much easier to run because it's much smaller. And, you know, this is a lot bigger, and I've kind of taken it on myself to do it. Obviously, Pete helps, but I've got more of the knowledge in that. And my house is literally like a warehouse at the moment, full of records and CDs. We're not doing loads of them, but we're doing enough. And we've been, I think the album's out next Friday, or this Friday, I should say, sorry, this Friday. And I've been sending them out early just to get them out of the house because my partner's just looking around thinking, what the hell's going on here? You know, it's different. It's a whole different experience. I mean, things don't sell. It's all digital now, isn't it? So, which we set up. Big record companies now don't put out a lot of money unless you're, you know, you have that look, your Dua Lipas or your big, big bands. You just don't pay for bands like us anymore. Maybe occasionally. No, if it starts doing really well, maybe one will try and come in and grab us. But I think we just continue to do it ourselves anyway because it's been, you know, it's quite good having control of everything you do. You know, you might not get a big video, but yeah.
Yeah, I would imagine that's a lovely thing to be able to do. That's something you wouldn't have been able to do back in 1994 because you'd have had somebody telling you what to do, what to release, and where to go, and so on. And you would have also, you'd have also had Top of the Pops to go on as well, but you don't now, so...
I know, it's a shame that. We did do a fair share of that back in the day. It's not quite as glamorous as everyone thinks it is, everyone thinks it is, but some people don't even know what it is anymore because it's not been here for so long, but it was great. There's not a lot of shows out now that play music.
No, the sad thing is, I know that there's lots of platforms out there because things have changed so much, but, you know, Top of the Pops was the ultimate, probably, platform to go and, you know, if you're in the charts.
It was.
I mean, we haven't got
every
that.
Every Thursday.
I mean, we got Facebook, we got, you know, all the social media stuff, but to me it's not the same because you can go and watch a band perform and you just think on Top of the Pops and you just think that's the in song. You know, that's what would have happened back in 1994.
Of course, yeah.
That's the in song and it got you to number one because you appeared on Top of the Pops and so on. So how do you see it panning out this time?
Well, we don't go with too high expectations. I think if you do that, then you're asked to be knocked down. We're just happy to get the stuff out and hopefully people like it. And one thing, you're saying about social media, because we have been sending some albums, like physical albums out, we've been getting a really, really good feedback on it. It's been really positive. So that's great. You know, it'd be nice, it'd be lovely if it sort of blows up and everyone's raving about it, everyone getting, you know, Mercury Music Prizes and all that. That'd be lovely. But I'm just happy that I'm talking to you and people are actually playing it and having a chat about it and we're getting a lot of positivity about it. That's the best way to be, I think. If I start saying, oh, I'd like this and like that and, oh, yeah, I'd like to be in the top 10 or whatever, then I'm just putting myself up for disappointment, really.
Yeah. Well, we don't want that. And
So
tell us about the first single that's going to be released.
Yeah, it's Many Hands. It's a sexy. We did put one a little pre-taster called Meet Me Midnight recently, but it was just a little thing. And this is Many Hands now, which is, I think it's a big, big, positive, hopeful song about people that are getting together and just helping each other out, you know, but people helping along the way. It's a song that sounds like it was written in lockdown, but it wasn't. It was written before lockdown, but it seems to be very lockdown. It seems to have resonated with people because... Yeah, because we need a bit of that. Everybody's stuck on their own.
Yeah, too right. Well, should we play that and come back?
Absolutely.
So that is the new single from D-Ream. It's called Many Hands. It's not out yet, and it's coming out this coming Friday, along with a new album. We've got Al McKenzie from D-Ream in. Al, is that right? The album's coming out Friday?
The album's out Friday. The single is out now.
Oh,
you can get the single. Yeah, it is, yeah.
Cool.
The single's out there, but the album's out Friday. I mean, it's on pre-order. Who knows? Who knows how it's going to be, but hopefully it's going to be... Hopefully it's going to do okay.
Well, do you know what? I mean, the charts have changed so much. I follow them because I have to.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Whereas I used to follow the charts up until probably, you know, the year 2000 because I wanted to. And I think there's a massive difference now. And the one thing I have noticed is that songs seem to take, in some cases, they seem to take a lot longer to get into the top 10. And I say, we've alluded to Top of the Pops and things like that, which is really kind of sad. So you've really got to work much, much harder at your promotional side of things these days.
Well, we do because streaming now plays a part in charts. And we don't stream. We don't stream our music. Our new album's not being streamed. We're not using Spotify. So we're actually making it a lot harder for ourselves as well. So which is how we like to do things. We like to do it is make it as difficult as possible for ourselves. But... we don't agree with streaming at all, so it's not. And maybe it's because we're all fogies and, you know, and we're just used to buying vinyl and CDs and stuff. But, you know, we allow people to buy the downloads, but we're not going as far as letting people just, like, sit there and pay into the pockets of your Spotify's and Apple Music and stuff. So we're going to make it doubly hard for ourselves to get into this sort of singles charts. But, you know, it's not the end of the world.
It's almost like music to my ears, that, because I do wonder about, you know, Spotify and so on and so forth, and thinking, how does that work for the actual musicians? Is that the best thing that could happen? And I've heard so many different opinions, and most musicians are not happy about it.
No, I mean, they wouldn't be. I think it works for, you know, some artists who you know, I don't really write and play their own stuff and things, I'm not dissing anyone, but who are, you know, manufactured essentially, and they've got big labels behind them, and the labels are in cahoots with Spotify and stuff anyway. So they it works for them just being streamed because so many million plays get you so much money, and that works for them. But you know, we're realistic. We do. Our old stuff is on Spotify because it's been, you know, there's a label there, although we've sort of worked with them. They won't take it off because they want the money back for buying up all the, you know, the music. So, and that's, you know, they're quite happy. And so we have got a following on there, but that following isn't going to necessarily listen to our new music. And so it doesn't seem worthwhile putting on. You need millions and millions of plays to make very little money, really. And it's, comparatively, you know, I think some people look at musicians and think, well, living in gold-plated mansions and stuff, and, you know, because we've had a big hit or a couple of big hits. And it's just not the case, you know. It's, especially from things from 30 years ago, to make that sort of money, you know, like what would you call it, you know, a living wage, it's very difficult. So, you know, and especially now, with no live gigs to give us some money.
Well, basically, do you know what? I'm coming on to live gigs in a mo, but obviously, I really do hope there's a levelling up of the fairness in the coming years. I really do. Now, look, we're just going to touch on the album. It's out this Friday. It's called Open Hearts. It's got new
Open Hearts,
tracks
Open Minds.
On it.
Yeah,
Open Hearts, Open Minds, and we have a thing called on the Isle of Wight, the Isle of Wight Festival, which is going for many, many years. I just see you on stage doing Things Can Only Get Better in front of 60,000 people, blowing people's minds. How much of that is there a chance that may happen in the coming years?
We'd like to think so. I mean, that's what we've been aiming at. We've been pushing, obviously, but it's been stopped for the last 18 months. We had a tour cancelled. We've had gigs that keep getting moved. We want to be there doing that. You know, as you say, We're quite lucky in the fact that we do have things, a song like Things, which is a bit, and to some people, an anthem. Some people can't stand it, obviously, but Jen, it's a bit of an anthem, so it works for these festivals. So, you know, we're there and we're waiting for the calls. So we've got a few booked in, but it'd be nice to do some of the big ones. Yeah, I'd love to do it.
Brilliant. And you mentioned a tour, I mean, been cancelled. Is there a plan to go on tour? If so, when does it start?
I think we'll be doing something next year. Our manager's sort of dealing with that, so that I keep out of those things. He knows we want to do it, and he's just working it. It's been so difficult to plan things. I've seen people putting things in, some bands putting things in for the end of the year, but you just keep looking at things and thinking, I'm not going to start getting all political in here because that's not my way. But you just, the mismanagement of the whole situation has been quite difficult, and you just, to me, I can't guarantee that people will be able to do gigs in September, October, whatever. So I think realistically it has to be next year to be looking at a proper tour. Because I'd be hate to put something in and then have to cancel it again. So that's the plan.
Well, look, good luck with the album, first of all. Good luck with the
Thank
single.
Thank you very much.
And good luck with getting back out there and touring again.
It's great. Absolutely.
It's great Thank to talk you. To you. And if you could just introduce the anthem, and then we can all be on our way.
Okay. Hi, this is Al from Doreen, and this is our anthem, Things Can Look Better.
Thanks, Al. You can walk my path. You can wear my shoes. Learn to talk like me. And be an angel too. But maybe you ain't never gonna feel this way. You ain't never gonna know me. But I know you.